by them. So, what's been the most important learning for you?
Yes. So far, I think it's been the power of agency, that there's, you know, players on both sides, that, you know, whether it's fixed or not, or captive and captive.
No. And that really links the mind very strongly.
Yeah, very good. And then you hear what you were saying, that you had put names to the slaves, and everybody has a family in some port. So their agency is to deal in this masked world, you know, wearing a mask for the massa, and taking it off and leaving it to their own family. That's agency. You know, as a sociology person, you know, all these things, Kaufman, dramaturgy, you know, character, maybe that's script, and you change it for every audience that you have. Generalized other, significant other, will be less self. You know, I can't be me unless I bounce it off of her, or if I bounce it off of you. I'm I until I bounce it off of you, and then I'm me. But I think that that will be it.
Thank you.
And on the other side, I have this idea of property and ownership and the source of my wealth.
class that were raised by black women would say manners in particular were very important, and the way in which black women taught manners to white children. It's like, you know that's, you're misbehaving or so on. And, there are a variety of books on that have addressed that. Some by James McBride Debs are particularly good about the role of blacks teaching manners to whites.
I have three sons, and they're friends that come to my house. And my sons say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And their mother's 24, they're 22, and they're 19. Their friends come over, and they say, yes, ma'am. I'm talking about Caucasians that come over.
Yeah.
They say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and they come to my house. And they use manners. They don't say shit to me, so I think it's good teaching.
Would you come to my house for a little while? See my grandchildren.